The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we might see and believe in you? What can you do?" "Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. The crowd say to Jesus, "Give us a sign that we might believe in you." Not an unreasonable request. Once upon a time, the Pharisees had come to Jesus and they'd said, "Give us a sign, teacher, give us a sign." And Jesus had replied, "A faithless generation asks for a sign and no sign will be given it." But that was a totally different context than this. The people say, "Give us a sign that we might believe in you." Not an unreasonable request. Anybody who claims to come from God and claims to have a message from God, reasonable people are going to ask for a sign. And if there's one message to share with you today, it's this. You should be ready to offer a reason for why you believe what you believe in a pagan and unbelieving world. People who cannot offer a reason for what they believe usually don't do very well. They usually get very defensive and they take offense. And they say things like, "You shouldn't ask me for any reasons. You should just believe. You're a bad person. You're probably going to hell." That kind of talk doesn't move hearts. You should be ready to offer a reason for why you believe what you believe. What's the sign? It's this. It's that Jesus Christ and his grace and his teaching turns sinners into saints. He dramatically changes lives for the better, and like nobody else in the world, and I mean isn't even close. You looking for a sign? Saint Stephen is a sign from the first reading. He died praying for the people who killed him and forgiving them of what they were doing in perfect imitation of Jesus, and Jesus Christ was the reason. Now I ask you, who else in the world acts like that? You're looking for a sign? St. Paul is a sign. He went from being a persecutor to being a prophet. He went from being filled with hatred, rage, and revenge to being filled with unbounded love, and Jesus Christ is the reason. You're looking for a sign? The apostles are signs. They were cowardly, timid, selfish, and ambitious. Basically ordinary men before they've met Christ. And they went on to become the boldest, most courageous witnesses. 11 out of 12 of them died martyrs' deaths, and Jesus Christ is the reason. You're looking for a sign? Saints down through history. They live lives of unparalleled goodness. And I don't just mean nice or friendly or good disposition. They're kind at all times, when they feel like it and when they don't. They're good to those who love them. They're good to those who hate them. They're good to those on bad days. They're good to those on good days. And nothing else in the world comes even close to that. That's the sign that what we believe is true. Now, people will object. They'll say, wait a minute. The church doesn't just make saints. The church also makes scallywags and criminals, right? Actually wrong, and not even once. Want to know why? There's plenty of scallywags and criminals who have worn the Christian mantle, but those are the people who did not do what Jesus Christ asked. You judge a medicine by those who take it, not by those who don't. Plenty of scallywags and criminals out there, but these are the ones who didn't do what Christ asked, no matter how many times they genuflected or no matter how many crosses they kissed. Another objection. People will say, well, that's all fine and well, but I'm not a sign, so I can't do any good because I'm not a saint. And the answer to that is this. Never let the good that you cannot do prevent you from doing what good you can. There's plenty of people out there. They're discouraged by the lives of the saints. They look upon them the way they look upon the athletes in the Olympic Games. And they say, I could never run like that. I could never jump like that. I could never dive and backflip like that. And I could certainly never act like St. Paul or St. Stephen, who forgave the people who killed him. For goodness sakes, I can't even get through the afternoon without having an argument with my husband. I'm not a sign because I'm not a saint. Answer? Never let the good that you cannot do prevent you from doing what good you can. You want to measure yourself by one standard and one standard only. Am I better than I was yesterday, walking in the footsteps of Christ? I might not be who I'm supposed to be, I'll admit to you that, but at least I'm not who I used to be, and Jesus Christ is the reason. You're looking for a sign? Christ turns saints into sinners, even if it's the work of a lifetime. Let's pray that he make a sign of us as well. Amen.